Diane Roberts here, bringing you new writing from Florida State University. Desiree Amy is a recent graduate of Florida State.
There's a wooden chicken hanging by the door and a television set that doesn't work, which is unfortunate because it's larger than any of the ones you've ever owned, and the screen looks much nicer, like the movies you could watch together would almost seem lifelike. He keeps a shelf of books, but no more than 8, and most of them are the things you read in middle school, or maybe in the waiting room for your therapist. He's got a Goodwill couch that's comfier than it looks, and one night, he pulled apart the lamp in the corner and the coffee table to build you a time machine, because you say you like space and alternate universes and that sort of thing. Then you ask him about the license plate that's propped on his AC unit, the one next to the painting he pulled from a dumpster. Three dark bodies wrapped in warm red and purple textiles flat against a panel of plywood. At first, he tells you the license plate belongs to him, but it's not his birthday stuck in the corner. So you ask him again, and he tells you it belongs to someone else. But that's the end of that. Patrick's not one for peeling back the layers on top of his past lives, no matter how many ways you try to coax a conversation out of him. But he's got a sort of charm. And you've gotten used to the layout of it all, which almost seems like it could be worth it.